Good afternoon. This week is Parshas Kisavo. We read the Tochacha, amongst many of the other mitzvahs that we read. And as Chazal tell us, this Parsha always comes out before Rosh Hashanah, with the intention, with the hope, that the same way that the Klolos comes out now, that should be the end of the Klolos for the should come out for the past year, and its negative tidings should cease, and we should be able to enter into a new year with only good things, considering the current, I don't know if political is the right word, but I guess the political climate in terms of what's going to do with the Iran deal and its proximity to Rosh Hashanah. Certainly our focus has to be on that and on the what we can do politically, and obviously on our tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who decides on Rosh Hashanah, as we say, Kol Medina Medina, looks at every nation and what is going to be with it. That certainly is a focus in the coming days. The parsha begins though with the mitzvah of Bikurim. Mitzvah of Bikurim is taking the first fruits that are growing and traveling with them and bringing them to the Beis Hamikdash and giving them to the Kohanim. Sfasemis writes that Moshe saw in the future. He saw that Moshe Rosh, Moshe saw that Beis Hamikdash also the Chorev, that in the future the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed. V'habikurin asidinli pasek, and because the Beis Hamikdash would be destroyed, so the opportunity to bring the Bikurim would end as well. So what did Moshe do about it? Amad v'hiskin, so he got up and he created that there should be davening. There should be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. And if you look at the Medrash, you're trying to understand, well, what's the connection between the two things? Okay, so we're losing out. Are we davening just for the Beis Hamikdash to return so I got the opportunity to be Kurim? It seems like the Medrash is trying to give us a more fundamental connection between the two. Why? Because the Beis Hamikdash is going to be destroyed. And Bikurim are no longer going to be able to be brought, is it necessary to be misake and that there should be davening each and every day? So Sasem's quotes from the Chidushei Harim says that what's the idea of Bikurim? That Bikurim is Nesinas Hareshis. Bikurim is the giving of that which is at the beginning. Why do we give that which is at the beginning? Because by taking that which is at the beginning, by taking the first things that we are giving and dedicating them and showing that we're willing to give them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us we're starting on the right foot. We're starting in the right way. So Moshe Rabbeinu sees that in the future, the Bikurim are going to disappear. We're not going to have the opportunity for the bringing of the Bikurim anymore. So where is this idea going to come from? That we have to make sure that at the beginning, when we start something, that it's going to be dedicated fully towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're going to start on the right foot. So Amar, he got up and he was masaking tefillah. He said, what's tefillah? Tefillah is each and every day when the day starts, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We start our day with tefillah. By starting our day with tefillah, so that puts us on the trajectory for everything else that we're going to do that day. We've started out our day by talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by recognizing that whatever it is that we're going to be able to do and whatever challenges may come our way throughout the day, ultimately depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depend on Hashem. And that's the power of the Reishis, and that's also what Rosh Hashanah is about. Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis. It's the beginning of the year. It's the opportunity to start the year on the right foot. And that's perhaps part of the idea of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. During the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, so there's a minhag that we take upon ourselves, different chumras. Why are we taking upon ourselves chumras if we know we're not going to keep them afterwards? So it's not about that we're showing, oh, we're trying to trick and say, oh, look, I'm taking this upon myself and it's going to disappear later. So no, when you want to start something, you start it out in the most pristine way possible, even if it's not going to last, but it shows the dedication, it shows that connection in a very strong way. So that's what Sfasem says. Moshe saw that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. There's not going to be Bikurim, so I have to do something. I have to give Bnei Yisrael, I have to give the Jewish people the opportunity to remember for all time that the First, things always have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's true in many contexts that if whenever we're doing something, when we succeed Be'ezras Hashem in something, if we dedicate it towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it changes changes everything. It puts us from the beginning on the right track. Later on, in the mitzvah Bikurim as well, the Torah seems to say that when you're bringing the Bikurim, you have to be Misameach, you have to be Besimcha. It's very difficult to understand. Why does the Torah have to tell us that? Why does the Torah have to tell us that you need to be Besimcha when you're bringing the Bikurim? The Bikurim means that you had a successful crop. It means something grew. It means that you worked hard. You put the seeds and you took care of the ground and you watered and you did everything that was necessary. And you made sure that the fruits were able to grow. And now you're reaping that which you worked so hard for. So of course you're going to be besimcha. What greater chag ha'asif, the time of gathering, the time of seeing the bracha and what happened, that of course that's the time of simcha. So why does the Torah have to tell us that you have to be besimcha? So Rav Gifter Zichron Levracha explained that it's not something which is automatic, because you're right, maybe it should be true that success should equal happiness, but the reality is that it doesn't. And the reality is that even if somebody is successful, even if somebody sees that they have the fruits of their labor have been reaped and they have something to show for it, it doesn't necessarily guarantee their happiness. As Chazal tells, somebody who has mana wrote them a sign. If somebody has 100, they want 200. When we have more, so the human nature is such that we want more also. So that's why the ashir, the ezu ashir, is hasameach bechelko. This is the only wealthy person, as Chazal tells in Perek Yavos, is the one who's happy with his lot, is because you can never... you're never besimcha until you are content. So that's what the Torah is telling us. When you're bringing the Bikurim, the thought process that one should have is to be besimcha, because you have to be happy. You have to be content. You have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you whatever He gave you, and that's what's meant for you to have. And more than that, what somebody else is supposed to have, you're never going to succeed. You're never going to be able to get that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will only give you what He wants you to have and what He knows is best for you. And that is... that's the commandment. That's what the Torah tells us, that you need to make sure to be besimcha when you're bringing the Bikurim, that it's not naturally going to come, but we have the responsibility to enhance, and we have the opportunity to make, we have the responsibility to make sure that we do whatever we can to be besimcha. If the later on in the Tochacha, the Torah tells us that Rachman al-Tzlan, if we don't do the Ratzon of Hashem, if we don't follow the mitzvot, then terrible punishments are going to come our way. If you read them, you can almost picture different times throughout Jewish history when we've experienced much of what the Tochacha lays out. But if we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, bo alecha kol habrachos ha'ila, all the brachos that are laid out in the Tochacha so beautifully, v'hisigucha, and they will reach you. Because you have listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And many of them first time were bothered by trying to figure out, what does that mean? Visigucha means to catch you. So I would think that I'm catching the brachos, but that's not what it sounds like. Visigucha sounds like the brachos are going to catch you. What does that mean? The brachos are chasing after us, trying to catch us. It's very difficult to understand. The first time of different explanations in order to try and understand what it means. So Rav Ram Shor in his Lekach V'Alibuv says that when there's a shefa bracha coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also sometimes you need the kelim. You need to make yourself appropriate to be able to accept those brachas. That's v'hisigucha. That the bracha sometimes is there, but we have to ready ourselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us, but we have to do our part to make ourselves appropriate receptacles for that bracha. And that's part of what the tshuva process is about also. That we're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're going to ask for this, that, and everything, all good for the coming year. But part of the tshuva process is to make ourselves worthy of being able to be receptacles for that bracha to come in. Alternatively, in the Shemen HaTov, again, he's bothered by the same questions, and he suggests as follows. He says that the habrachos yasigu es ha'adam. Now, when we say that the brachos should catch the person, it's oso ha'adam kmo shehu. It's that the, when the brachos get to the person, it should be the same person who earned the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? Because sometimes when a person has success, similar to what we said earlier, sometimes when a person has success, a person changes. And a person isn't the same person. And a person becomes spoiled by what he has been given, and then it's a different person. So you shouldn't become somebody else because of the bracha. And he writes, we've seen it with our own eyes, we've all seen it. Ich rabim v'chein tovim, good people. Shehatzlocha hi yiru lohem panim, that they have had good fortune. U'bechilav hazman nebchulish acher. And it changes the person. And that's what he says. And the opposite is true as well, because we say when it comes to the klalos, that u'boh lecha kol haklalos v'hisigucha, that when we don't do the right thing and the klalos are coming after us, they're going to catch us. What does that mean? He says it's the same idea. Is that the only way they're going to catch us is if we're the same. But there, if we dafka do change ourselves, if we become somebody else, if we become roy, if we become deserving of a better lot, then that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to, send us. So again, when it comes to the klalos, it's v'hisigucha, it's trying to catch us. The klalos are trying to us. We change ourselves. If we go through the tshuva process, if we go through the process of cheshbon and nefesh, of really trying to figure out, and again, it never works if we try to change everything. But if we try to zero in on one or two things to change for the coming year, the things that stand out to us that are holding us back, maybe one bein adam l'makom, one bein adam l'chaveru, one between us and Hashem, one between us and God, one between us and man, and we focus on that, so we can change our mazel, we can change everything, we can change how those brachos are going to come. And then we have to remember that when the brachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends, reach us. So we have to take those brachos in, and we have to not let them change who we are. It can change us for the better. We can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can realize Bikurim is about Hakaras HaTov as well, certainly. But we have to make sure that the brachos don't fundamentally change us in a negative way, and that we don't allow it to have a negative impact on us. And that, he suggests, is the idea behind this v'hisigucha, is that even though normally we're the ones running after bracha, that when the bracha comes running our way, we have to make sure that we only allow it to influence us in a positive and not rachmana litzlan in a negative way. There, just to finish off with a trivia question, that there's one medal that's mentioned three times in the parsha. Where and what medal is it that is mentioned three times in this week's parsha? Wishing everybody a wonderful, beautiful Shabbos. We begin the process of Slichos, and we're going to be entering to the final week of the year, which is where the Sfarim say that one can be misake, and one can fix up all the mistakes that he made on the Tuesday for all the previous Tuesdays, etc., etc. So there's a lot that we can accomplish in Bezras Hashem in the coming week, and be merit, and for all of us, Ksivach Sivatoma, good year.